My name is Elvin Kim, and I will co-present with Sunil Saxena from Intel about this presentation. So this is a Tizen overview and architecture. So I will briefly give you the Tizen overview and Tizen architecture and platform features. So I will cover until mobile profile, and then Sunil take over IVA profile and Tizen going forward. Okay, so this is a very brief overview of Tizen project. So I think Tizen project can be best described by mentioning about its four key defining characteristics. So first one is Tizen is a Linux foundation project based on Linux and open source project. And it is not just for mobile, but it targets multiple device categories like smartphones, IVI, smart TVs, kind of things. And it is very comprehensive, standard-based, especially HTML5 implementation. And lastly, Tizen has very strong industry support from the Tizen Association. So I'd like to mention these characteristics one by one from now. So the first one is that Tizen is open source project. From the beginning of the project, we have used lots of upstream projects like X-Windows, Cairo, EFL for UI and graphics, GStreamer for multimedia, and something like that. And from the contribution point of view to open source software community, Intel and Samsung are two main key players of the Tizen project until now. So we have maintainers who are very significant contributors to lots of upstream projects, like those Linux, WebKit, EFL, kind of things. And also, virtually everything newly developed for Tizen has been open sourced under Apache 2.0 license. So these are just an example. So like App Core, Web Runtime, NFC. Number two, the second characteristic is that Tizen is a cross-category platform, so I think there may be some overlap with the previous keynote session, but I'd like to go a little bit more detail in this session. So currently, as of 2.1, the most active profiles are mobile and IVI, but in the near future, we are planning to apply Tizen platform to more device categories like smart TV, camera, printer, and PC. Okay. And Tizen has a strong industry support from operators worldwide like Docomo from Asia, Sprint from US, and Vodafone and Orange from Europe. We have also many manufacturers like Fujitsu, Panasonic, NEC, Huawei, Samsung, and Intel. So the main role of the Tizen Association is to guide the industry role of Tizen, like requirements gathering or identify or facilitate various service models around the Tizen ecosystem. The last keyword is that Tizen is very standards-based, so especially HTML5, W3C API support. So Tizen has the top score from the beginning. So 492 from out of 500 is the highest rank. And we also got 16 bonus points for providing more codecs, for example, that is recommended by the W3C. And also HTML5 is being adopted very rapidly, especially for mobile web app development. So this is just an excerpt from the well-known infographic from the website. So I'd like really suggest to you to Google 10 useful infographic about HTML5 if you are new to HTML5. So this is just an excerpt. So 2011, there was some survey to the app developers. So 2011, half of the developers that answered using HTML5 or will use HTML5. But by just 1 year after that, almost 100% of the app developers are using, were using, or will use HTML5 for its app development. And this is the forecast of the usage of the HTML5 browser by mobile devices. So this was done by ABI Research. The research indicates that by 2016, the HTML5 usage with mobile browser will surge to 2.1 billion. So you can see the quite rapid adoption of HTML5 by mobile device area. Okay. So this is a very brief release history of Tizen project. So Tizen 1.0 was released April last year, 2012. At that time, Tizen was a very web-centric platform with highest HTML5 coverage and with some more Tizen specific extension we call Tizen Device Web API, and with a web UI framework that is based on jQuery Mobile. And underlying, there was a Linux kernel 2.6.36. After that, February this year, Tizen 2.0 released with a web and native dual framework. So I mean, native framework is a framework that provides the public API to allow third-party app developers to develop their own app and submit their apps to the Tizen store. So there was a native API newly introduced, and unified, because of that, the SDK itself was unified to support web and native at the same time. And web runtime, Tizen web runtime, shifted to WebKit 2 from WebKit 1 at 1.0. And there were much advanced features supported, for example, web audio, HTML video capture, drag and drop, and clipboard API. And most recently, Tizen 2.1 has been released in this month, actually. So 2.1 is very ready for the commercialization of the first product device in terms of stability and maturity. So we newly announced hybrid web and native app support and more security enhancement in terms of like content security policy for web, trusted inter-app sharing, yeah, like that. And from the Linux kernel point of view, we took 3.0 as a Linux kernel, base kernel, with many 3.4 features backported, like contiguous memory allocator, IOMMU, and there was much memory optimization for graphics, like directly using a frame buffer to use DLM, GM, DMA buff, and also embedded MMC 4.5 supported, and video for Linux 2 was also supported. Okay, so this is the last slide of the Tizen project overview. So there are many Tizen websites and community like here. I'd like to mention that most recently, about 1 month ago, Tizen seller site has been opened. like this. So I'd like you to register as a seller and join the Tizen app challenge to get prizes. We also have some URL for wikis for mobile and IVI. So please browse by yourself to get more detailed information about the Tizen project as a whole. Okay, so from now on, I'd like to give you the Tizen architecture overview. So this is the mobile profile, actually, but mobile profile is a base profile. So, for example, IVI profile will adopt IVI-specific modules based on this profile. So you can think that this is a generic profile, generic architecture. So this is 2.1 architecture, actually. So based on top of Linux kernel, there are two layers, so which we call core layer and framework layer. And in framework layer, there is a web framework and native framework, as I mentioned. Those two frameworks provide a public API for the third-party applications for web and native. We also define the manufacturer adaptation interface like this, so that any Tizen device manufacturer can plug in their own solution or driver to adapt to their own hardware. And at the Linux kernel side, there is a SMAC, a Linux module embedded as a Linux to enforce the Tizen security policy based on simple, simplified Mac mechanism. So this is more detail of the each framework and each layer. So I think I can skip. This is just for your information, for your reference, that I've selected some of the presentation that will be held in this conference around this architecture. So you can see many of the dedicated topics will be presented from today to till tomorrow. So because, for example, there will be a separate talk about HTML5 and device API. So you can please find the relevant topic from your timetable and participate that talk also. So I'd like to briefly compare web and native frameworks. Because you know native framework has been newly introduced, I'd like to more focus on the native. I'd like to introduce the What is the native framework and why native framework is needed, actually? So, you all know that web is strong in portability and the ease of app development and has a minimal learning curve. But also, native is relatively fast and better in terms of performance and memory consumption. Although web is still the primary development environment for Tizen, but as we saw the infographic in the previous slide, until 2016, we need to wait until the web is really popular around the world. So until that time, at least, I think we need a native framework to complement the web framework. To let the app developers to choose more selection between web and native. And also native enables reusing the existing engine or libraries written in C and C++. So this slide is a possibility of web and native mix and match to meet the various requirements of the app to be developed. So there, by introducing the native framework like this, so there are many combinations possible with Tizen SDK. So from the one extreme, web the web developers can choose the web framework to make a highly portable web app. In the other extreme, the developer can choose native framework to write a native application. And interesting things is that we can provide many three kinds of different hybrid application model with Tizen 2.1. So this configuration is that you can start with web app and you can just make some plugin with native for some parts which require some kind of performance-centric feature. So this is the web package extracted into the directory. So you can see that the ARM-based binary or x86 binary, for example, for the native plugin. In the other end, this is the web control we call. So actually this is the native app. And native app can embed the web browser functionality like this. So this web control can render any web content, including HTML5, because it is using the same Tizen web runtime. And this is the more interesting option, so that you can develop the UI part with the web app model. And because currently there is no support for background services in separate process, so in this case, if you want some kind of background monitoring, like monitoring current location or push, then you can use the native framework to make a native service application and package those together into a single package. So by signing this package with the same author signature, you can these apps can trust each other, and you, these apps can share any files within this app boundary, for example. This is another comparison between native framework and core. So, you know, this is an underlying layer, which we call core, and this is a Tizen native framework. So, why do we need two different native stacks? Because those two are focusing on different aspects of the platform. So, as you can see, core layer does not provide the public API, so it does not need to guarantee any kind of binary compatibility for the app. So it is free from changing its signature or any kind of performance optimization, power optimization. But native framework provides public API, so it more focuses on the app development productivity while guaranteeing the app binary compatibility. We simply call this as ABC. So this native framework, provide many well-documented API references, developer guide, and so on. So I think this explains the need for the native core and native framework. Because of the different layers and the different framework, there are three different types of application possible. So web and native applications is third-party applications, actually. So these are apps using only public APIs. If the apps using the public APIs only, then we can guarantee full support for the package installation, upgrade, security, backward compatibility, and so on. And core application is the other side. So, you know, because core is not providing public API, core applications cannot be upgraded in the store, but as a device implementer or device manufacturer, they can utilize the full functionality of the each core logic in each app development, like core app or contact kind of things. So there are three different types of applications possible with Tizen SDK. This is a very brief summary, so I'd like to suggest you to refer to Tizen website or going to the dedicated talk tomorrow. So there are W3C standard APIs and Tizen specific device API extension and supplementary API like this and web UI framework based on jQuery Mobile. We actually extended many widgets based on jQuery Mobile to make the web UI as comparable as the native UI. This is more detail of the web runtime itself. So web runtime provides package management such as installation update, and execution and lifecycle management of the web application, like launching, pause and resume. And it enforces the runtime security, like API, network access, same origin, cross origin, and sandboxing between different web app. And it integrates the platform capability to web app. So most of the web API provided by Tizen is actually using the core functionality so that many features can be fully utilized to make the web API run. This is the web runtime, which is WebKit 2 based from 2.0. So this is a WebKit 1 based structure, and this is WebKit 2 based. So WebKit 2, it's a split process model, so like UI process and web process and even plugin process separate. So WebKit 1, if the plugin crashes, then the entire web process is crashed. But with WebKit 2, it is more robust because this crash does not affect the web app. And because of separating the web UI process, it only focuses on the web rendering. So more responsiveness of UI, and we can also improve the security by at the process boundary level. This is web 2D and 3D graphics performance. So as you can see, HTML5 canvas, which is actually web 2D graphics, is a hardware accelerator like this. So unlike other web content, HTML5 canvas is directly rendered by OpenGL ES backend. And similarly, WebGL, the 3D graphics in web, uses directly GLES for its 3D content rendering. And we are using triple buffering to fully utilize the temporal parallelism by the three-stage pipeline of OpenGL, like GPU rendering the buffer one. At the same time, web UI process issues command to GPU, while at the same time, web process paints the 3D content to another buffer, for example. So we have measured the performance with this in recently. So we have got a highest number compared to other mobile-based web browser. So I'd like to suggest you to join this talk about performance optimization in WebKit. So we got definitely highest number in this performance, like more than 30 frame per second for WebGL, for example. And native framework, released in Tizen 2.0, it provides a set of C++ namespaces with more than 10,000 APIs. And it also supports standard C and C++ fully. along with popular open source libraries. So standard C, like EasyLibC, STL, Libs standard C++, and other open source libraries are guaranteed or provided. We also support multiprocessing by providing the multiprocessing library like OpenMP and GCD. So this is the last slide, which is core. So core is the underlying layer, and as such, it provides many common features to upper layer framework, native framework, and web framework. And it also manages many features in the unified way, like package installation, app launch, and X-Window-based Windows management kind of thing. Okay, thank you. I'd like to take over to Sunil for IVI and Tizen going forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Alvin. I'm very glad that Alvin did most of the architecture presentation so I can take you to the simpler side of what we are going to do forward. On the IVI side, I wanted to show you guys what does it mean by an IVI. On a car, you may have actually lots of full speaker system, cameras on the side. The need of a driver versus different passengers may be different. So it's really trying to manage many, many displays, many audio sources and outputs, and even connectivity to a mobile device. So demands are very high what Tizen needs to provide. So given that as the part of what a car needs, we are actually using the same core that Alvin laid out and are adding to it in terms of the needs of IVI. So I'm going to provide you a simple architecture overview here where I show you much of the work we're focused on is all web runtime. So all applications we look at are all web-based application on IVI. And I just have one box added here in terms of the extensions we are making from IVI perspective. And there is a talk tomorrow on the IVI side. I believe Rusty Lynch is going to talk about it, so I'm going to let him talk more detail. But I wanted to give you a little bit of where we have been on IVI. Last year, we did release a version, which was kind of Tizen 1.0, based on Tizen 1.0, which focused on, I would call, more Geneva compliant. We wanted the Tizen IVI release to be very Geneva compliant, and in there we focused on how can we boot in less than 5 seconds. And we also looked at memory footprint because we were required to make sure it was less than half a gig. And we created few sample apps like navigation, hands-free profile, so that you could pair your smartphone to the car and talk and in the car itself, media player app, and so on. So that was the focus last year. Moving on, this year, in April, we made a release, which was based on Tizen 2.0. And here we started to get into more of the needs of the car. We wanted to make sure there's an automotive message broker, which collected all the automotive data that could be displayed using an HTML5 application, Bluetooth hands-free profile dialer application. We actually did support DLNA, or Delena project here. As you saw, there was lots of audio and displays. You need a way of managing. So we added, actually, Murphy Policy Manager. We also supported Wi-Fi tethering, multiple display. Actually, in this release, we only were looking at dual display and some of the sample IVI apps, as well as the mobile apps we added, left them there. But going forward, which means as we look forward to next release, which is what Mark talked about, Kaizen 3.0, one of the biggest focus for us is Wayland. And this implies a big change that we want to bring into 3.0, because now you need to get the whole web runtime, native runtime, and everything work with Wayland out there. So that's going to be the biggest focus. Rusty's going to talk a lot more about it. And other features like fast boot, small footprint, they still remain. Ethernet support, more policy manager enhancement, NFC support, hardware acceleration for video, and other things. And also support or create a lot of APIs. We're working with W3C here and have a full UI manager. So that's where I would say we want to go with IVI. Please go to talk by Rusty tomorrow at 9 o'clock, and you can learn a lot more. Okay? Now I want to talk about Tizen going forward. Mark actually mentioned a little bit about it, and he said Tizen 3.0 is starting now at Tizen.org, and one of the key things we're starting to change here, all development will happen at Tizen.org. It's not going to be the old model where we used to just give you snapshots after at the release point, but you will see daily changes and so on. And what it implies, all the Git trees are being maintained at Tizen.org. Okay, there's nothing in the bag. And anybody could come and contribute patches, fixes via Garrett, and it'll be reviewed, and it'll be... there will be maintainers and others who will go through the acceptance of process, and you'll see daily, weekly images for you. So really, most of the work is at Tizen.org, starting with 3.0. That's why we opened the tree now. If you go look now, actually, I believe, I should say, there is a talk right after this. Anash is going to go take you more detail into how the packages are laid out. They're already there at Tizen.org. And we also have some generic images. We're not calling them as any platform specific, but they're coming, they're in works, because we started with upstream packages and so on. And it's time we got the generic images working. So now we are moving forward with IVI as well as mobile or smartphone. Okay? And so those are the two things I wanted to say. So I'll just conclude for Alvin, too. What we talked about is, well, Tizen is a standard-based, cross-category software platform. And it's under the umbrella of Linux Foundation with strong industry support from you all. So we covered the architecture in terms of it's based on Linux, got the core, as well as web and native frameworks for application, and today we have mobile and IVI, but we are extending that go, and all development is at Tizen.org. And that is all I have. Thank you. We can take questions. Alvin is coming up here too. I think we have some time.
Hi, this is Umesh from Pioneer. I had a quick question or sort of a, in terms of IVI architecture, what are your planning or future recommendations for Tizen in terms of conforming to, governmental standards, driver safety, those kind of things? How do those things, at what level do they figure into the architecture? Thank you.
That's a good question. Rusty, did you want to answer that? So overall, currently, our goal is to make sure these are compliant, right? There are regulatory standards that I would say the OEMs make sure when they productize. One thing I like to say, this is more from a project perspective that we create an IVI release, right? And now that can be taken and productized by the OEM or car manufacturers. And they are the ones who will worry about it. Anything you want to add?
Should repeat.
Did you want me to repeat what Rusty said? I think everybody got it, right? Okay. We're going to provide the framework to be able to build and allow people to build upon it and get the regulatory work on it. Okay, any more questions? Yes.
Hi, I'm Nick Sugimoto from Honda. For IVI, it seems like you focused on web framework basically without native. Can you explain why you did that way?
Oh, that's a good question. I think, Rusty, you better come on the mic.
Well, I hope to address it more tomorrow, but... I mean, the truth is, when it comes to IVI, we're not really going to be focusing so much on the UI layer. So we have to have a set of sample apps to be able to prove out the infrastructure below. And so doing this with web apps is just a way of kind of proving our investment in the web and making the web runtime work really well on IVI hardware. But the actual UI that you see on Tizen IVI, I seriously doubt that's a UI that, you know, you put in Honda or whatever. So our choice of focusing on HTML for the UI, I didn't necessarily impact you as a car manufacturer so much, other than hopefully it will be another consumer of HTML apps to find the issues with what is limiting and making a pure UI in HTML. So that's basically it.
Thank you. I guess this should have been an IVI talk. Any other questions? Can you come to the mic, please?
The move to Wayland was specifically called out for the IVI profile. Just curious to know if that will translate back to mobile.
Actually, yes. I would call it, I'll put my foot in my mouth and say yes. The reason being, for 3.0, we really want Wayland to be the part of the graphic subsystem here. And we want to make it across because there is a huge amount of work to get the runtimes running too as well. So that's the goal. We're going to start with IVI. You will see it there, and the mobile will also come and join. And we're actually working together because there is a lot of work to do.
Okay.
Let's take one more question, last one, since he's watching.
Hi, this is Kapil from Kicken. I have a question other than IVI about the core framework. And this is more about, I was exploring the Tizen.org site, and there is not much documentation about the core framework. So if anyone wants to learn more about the core framework, how can they do that?
So we are actually
documenting the all the core modules inside of some Tizen development team. So I think with as soon as it is ready, we will publish as many documents as possible to Tizen.org. So please wait a little bit. Yeah.
Thanks. I have one more question. Can developers make any core application and it can be downloadable or not through the Tizen store or any web store?
As I mentioned, because Tizen core is not providing official public API, okay. So by the Tizen policy, it is not possible currently to unload or distribute the core app by Tizen store. So Tizen core is core app is mainly for the Tizen device manufacturer or Tizen platform developers, but you can optimize the core module by yourself, and you can get more functional or more performance-centric API realization through the public API. Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, everyone. Oh, good.
Thank you.